In northern Israel and the Gaza Strip today, grieving crowds pay their last respects to dead friends and relatives, the latest victims of Mideast violence. 11 Palestinians were killed and more than 100 wounded overnight in an Israeli military operation in a refugee camp in the Gaza Strip. Israelis, meanwhile, laid to rest some of the 15 people killed in yesterday's suicide bombing in Haifa. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
21-year-old Hamid Abed-Rabo was at home when the tanks rumbled through the narrow streets of the Jabalia refugee camp after midnight. The army was here to arrest a senior Hamas member, Abed al-Karim Ziyada. Inside Ziyada's house, the army said it found anti-tank missiles and launchers and two bombs roughly the size of the one used in Haifa yesterday. Abed-Rabo says there was shooting between Palestinian fighters and the soldiers. Toward dawn, he came downstairs with many others to help put out a fire that had broken out in the furniture shop next door. Suddenly, he says there was a huge explosion as a tank shell slammed into the store.
People were on the ground, some of them killed, some of them injured. They are not all of the resistance men. Some of them were just civilians.
The army says the explosion came from a bomb inside the building. The army admits firing a tank shell on a nearby street at a Palestinian armed with a rocket-propelled grenade launcher, but it says the shell didn't hit this store. In a nearby hospital bed, 34-year-old Adel Abdullah says the army's story is wrong. He says he heard the tank shell come whistling toward the shop, and he saw it hit.
A lot of people around me at that place were wounded and injured and killed. The view was very horrible. Even in wars, you won't see such things. I mean, you know, in the ambulance that they were driving me to this hospital, I saw a man with no head.
Throughout the day, crowds of mourners would suddenly emerge from Jabalia's narrow, twisting streets, carrying shrouded bodies above their heads. In this case, the angry calls for more defiance of the Israeli army drowned out the tearful cries of a mother and sisters waving goodbye to their loved one. But other funerals featured no chants, just a grim, silent march to the cemetery. To the north, Israelis were burying their dead as well. The grisly handiwork of a Palestinian suicide bomber became clear as the bodies were identified. 9 of the 15 dead were students, from 13 to 17 years old. Yossi Mendelovich told Israeli television that moments before the bomber tore the bus and his life apart, his 13-year-old son Yuval had called him from his seat on bus number 37. We were saying, "What's up? How are things?" said Yossi. I asked him, "How was school today?" And then he says, "I love you," and then the line was cut. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Ron Prosor says operations such as the one in Jabalia are intended to protect Israeli civilians from vicious attacks like the Haifa bus bombing. He says precautions are taken to minimize civilian casualties, and that's why the incursions take place after midnight. But the head of emergency services at the main Gaza hospital says his intensive care unit was swamped today by dozens of seriously injured people, most of them civilians. Palestinians say it's impossible for an army to operate in a place like Jabalia without leaving dead and wounded civilians in its wake. Israel says it will conduct these operations so long as Palestinian attacks continue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.